Hey everyone, ready to dive into some serious kitchen design? We're talking dream kitchens here, folks. And specifically, we're diving deep into your ideas for creating a kitchen that's perfect for Panama. I gotta say, going through your notes, you've clearly been doing your research. There's a lot here.
There really is, and it's clear you're passionate about making your kitchen both stylish and functional, especially given the unique challenges and opportunities that come with living in Panama.
Absolutely, and that's what I'm so excited to dig into today. So let's jump right in, shall we? One thing that really stood out to me from your notes was your emphasis on choosing the right materials. Which makes sense, right? I mean, Panama's climate with all that humidity and...
And let's not forget those pesky insects.
Right, exactly. So how do we find materials that can withstand all that while still looking absolutely fabulous?
It's a great question, and you're spot on that material choice is crucial here in Panama. You mentioned mahogany for cabinetry, and I think that's an excellent choice. It's a classic material for a reason. Not only is it durable, but it can really stand up to the humidity. Plus, it's got that timeless elegance that never goes out of style.
It's funny you mentioned mahogany because I was also looking at some articles about using melamine, and I'm curious to get your take on it. I feel like it sometimes gets a bit of a bad rap, you know?
Oh, I totally get it. People often associate melamine with that sort of cheap, plastic look, but honestly, it's come a long way.
Yeah.
Especially when you look at brands that prioritize things like responsible sourcing and certifications.
Right, that makes sense.
And when it comes to Panama, melamine has some serious advantages. I mean, first of all, it's non-porous surface. It's a lifesaver in a humid climate because it won't absorb moisture like some other materials can.
Which means less warping and damage over time, right?
Exactly. And then there's the whole insect situation. Let me tell you, those little guys don't stand a chance against melamine's tough exterior. Plus, you know, thinking long term here, that durability translates into a kitchen that's going to look amazing for years and years to come.
Yeah, it's funny you mention that because another big theme in your notes is this idea of the kitchen being more than just a place to cook, right? Like, it's really the heart of the home, especially in Panama.
Absolutely. It's about capturing that energy, that vibrancy, and bringing it into your design. You mentioned wanting to integrate seating areas, and I think that's a fantastic place to start.
Yeah, I was thinking, like, maybe a breakfast bar or something.
Exactly. Or here's an idea. Instead of just squeezing in extra chairs, how about a built-in banquette? You know, something with colorful cushions, maybe even reflecting traditional Polara designs.
I love that.
It's a great way to add a touch of Panamanian flair while also maximizing seating, especially if you're working with a more compact space.
It's functional and fashionable. Okay, so we're talking seating, we're talking Polara cushions. This is great. And we can't forget about islands, right? It seems like everyone's adding an island these days.
They've become so popular, and for good reason. A well-designed island can really become the hub of your kitchen. I mean, imagine yourself chopping fresh mangoes for a fruit salad while chatting with your family and friends gathered around the island. It just creates that natural flow, that sense of togetherness that's so important.
And speaking of flow, a lot of what I was reading also talked about open layouts. You know, connecting the kitchen to the living and dining areas. Is that something you're seeing a lot of in Panama?
Definitely. It's all about breaking down those traditional barriers between rooms and creating a sense of spaciousness, you know? Like, imagine hosting a dinner party where guests can easily flow from the kitchen to the dining area and to the living room. It just makes everything feel so much more open and inviting.
I love that. It just feels very, very Panama, you know? So, okay, we're talking about this beautiful functional space.
Yeah.
But I'm also wondering about some of the smaller details, the things that can really make a difference in terms of functionality. And I noticed in your notes you had some interesting ideas for storage solutions.
Right, because let's be honest, in Panama, efficient storage is key. And one thing you mentioned that I love is pull-out shelves.
Oh, those are a game changer. Yeah. No more digging through the back of cabinets, right?
Exactly. They make everything so much more accessible. And then, of course, there are Lazy Susans. Those are a classic for a reason, perfect for those awkward corner cabinets that so often become black holes.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And then for things like trays and cutting boards, vertical dividers can be amazing. They help you maximize that vertical space and keep everything nice and organized.
Love it. These are all such good tips. Now, what about lighting? Because lighting can really make or break a space, right? What are some things we should be thinking about when it comes to lighting our kitchens? Especially in Panama, where, you know, sometimes that natural light can be a bit unpredictable.
You're so right. Lighting is crucial. Under cabinet lighting is a must have. But don't be afraid to get creative. Think about pendant lights, maybe even something with a local touch.
Ooh, I like where you're going with this.
Right. Like, imagine pendant lights crafted from woven baskets or recycled glass.
Oh, that's gorgeous.
It adds a touch of Panamanian flair while also providing some really nice focused illumination.
And speaking of bringing the outdoors in, what about plants? Are there certain plants that do well in Panama's climate and also, look beautiful in a kitchen setting?
You're speaking my language now. I love bringing a little bit of nature indoors, and in Panama, you've got so many great options. Snake plants and ZZ plants are fantastic because they can tolerate lower light conditions and don't mind if you forget to water them occasionally.
They sound perfect for me, honestly.
And if you're looking for a pop of color, you can't go wrong with orchids. They thrive in humidity and they're just so elegant.
So pretty. Okay, last but not least, we have to talk about ventilation. I mean, that's non-negotiable in a climate like Panama.
Right, absolutely. A high-quality range hood is essential. It's not just about removing cooking odors, it's also about combating that humidity.
It's funny how these practical considerations like ventilation can actually lead to some really cool design ideas. But I think we've covered so much ground here. We talked about materials, we talked about layout, storage, lighting, even bringing in some greenery, which I love. So we've got all these amazing ideas, but how do we pull it all together?
That's the fun part. It's where you get to inject your personality into the design.
Right. So how do we take all this great information and create a space that doesn't just function well, but really feels like us?
Imagine this. You walk into your kitchen and it just makes you happy, you know?
Okay, I like it.
Maybe there's a beautiful piece of art from a local Panamanian artist hanging above your breakfast bar.
Oh, love that.
Or maybe you've incorporated some colorful hand-painted tiles that you found at a market in Casco Viejo.
It's all about those little details, right?
Yeah.
The things that tell a story. Like you were saying before, those family recipe cards displayed on open shelving.
Exactly. Those personal touches make all the difference. And don't underestimate the power of color.
Oh, for sure.
Think about incorporating those vibrant hues that Panama is known for.
Okay, like what? Give me some examples.
Well, you could go with deep blues, inspired by the ocean, or maybe some sunny yellows, like those gorgeous tropical fruits you find here,
Oh, I love that.
or even pops of fuchsia and turquoise, inspired by the Polaris.
So vibrant. It's like you're weaving those cultural influences right into your design.
Exactly. Embrace it. Have fun with it. There are no rules when it comes to expressing your personal style.
This has been amazing. Thank you so much for taking this deep dive with me. I feel like we've created a roadmap for designing a kitchen that's not just beautiful, but also perfect for Panama.
My pleasure. And remember, this is just the beginning. The most important thing is to enjoy the process.
That's such a good point. So, as you embark on your design adventure, here's a final thought. How can your kitchen be a reflection of both your personal style and Panama's incredible culture? We can't wait to see what you create.